Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN. Today's great guest, Mike Rivera, we're so glad to have you on. Love your speech and your quick approach to a daunting task of so many topics, and you're right on. Appreciate that. We have a government-controlled media, ladies and gentlemen. We listen to propaganda. Is someone wanting to overthrow Iran? Ask yourself that question. When you hear our very carefully groomed TV personalities talking about what's going on in Iran, question their sources. Ask if this is what really is being shown to us only, or is it really quite different on the ground level? Reflect well on the role of the United States. Think in terms of preemptive war. Think in terms of a coup d'etat with your money September through January and even till now. Think in terms of your survival as a nation. Think in terms of thinking it is all right to have extremists and others joining our military. Our United States is actually accepting fringe elements into the military to bolster their recruiting. Think in terms of 8.5 years in Afghanistan. And then remember Mike's question to me, who was victorious in Afghanistan? Alexander Great the Great, quite a few years ago. So we are delighted to continue this hour. We have Mark in Texas with a question or comment for Mike Rivera. WhatReallyHappened.com. Here we go.
Mike and Barbara Jane?
You bet.
Yeah, just to get back real quick with that Sarah Palin Letterman spat that was just put over all the media, it really is. When you see a fluff piece, the first thing I ask myself, is it perception that they're trying to manipulate, or is it a monetary thing? It's usually one or the other.
Well, if I could comment there, I agree with you. It seemed like a rather pointless distraction, but I'm also seeing they're trying to generate press for Sarah Palin. I can't believe they're dumb enough to do this, but it looks like they're seriously thinking of running her against Obama in the next presidential race, knowing she's probably going to lose anyway. But I think they're fluffing her up to be the opposition candidate, the throwaway candidate, and that was one of the reasons the media was really cranking this Letterman situation out. It's just another way to get her name before the viewers.
And, of course, Letterman gets a little push out of the deal, too, because of Conan having his show, you know, opposite, just coming on that week, if I remember correctly.
That's absolutely correct.
There really were no losers in this, except it took up news time.
The only losers were the American viewers who were being fed all of this nonsense and told that it really should matter to them, and at the same time, you know, the economy continues to go south. We've got all these wars that we're not doing well in. We're being set up to go into additional wars because war seems to be the only thing our government can think of to get out of this horrendous economic mess they've created.
There was a YouTube on your website that was put up today that has to be watched by everybody, and it was the one where it has Rumsfeld and Cheney and just all the way down through the 9/11 misconceptions.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Mike.
Ask a question of you, both of you gentlemen. I'm concerned about, and we've talked a little bit about it this last week, hearing on the major news, American terrorists. And we have, since the activity at the Holocaust that took the life, and I'm sorry about that, of a security guard there, but it seems like it's just a really rev up. And then you see major talk show host people aligning 9/11 truthers with terrorism, and then the words American terrorist. So when we come back, I'd like to get your ideas on what we're actually having promoted there. We'll go to a quick break and be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that music should give you spirit. I just wanted to bring up one other point. Within the last 2 or 3 months, I have interviewed Dr. Stephen Jones. And on the YouTube, there is a wonderful interview of Dr. Niels Herit in Denmark and very casually saying on 9/11 that we have discovered not the smoking gun, but the loaded gun. And the latest research is very, very, very amazing and definitive as to the explosions in the buildings of 9/11 and the Twin Towers. My thought process on this last week, where there was activity going against the 9/11 truthers and they're being lopped into a very bad category, I'm thinking the momentum might have something to do with that being so forcefully, scientifically sound in for the 9/11 truthers. And that might be the reason for some of the accelerated activity on all fronts. I'll just put that out there, Mike, and go for it.
Well, obviously we saw this last week. I mean, Glenn Beck, I think, is typical of what's going on in the mainstream media. He's out there. He's literally calling anybody who doesn't believe the official story of 9/11 a freak. He was very rude to anybody who got onto his show and is saying, I have doubts, and he's just openly insulting. And the reason is he and the corporate media as a whole, they're terrified. They know they have lost the war for the minds of America, at least on this issue. More and more Americans are saying, we have no reason to trust the official story of 9/11. We were lied to about Iraq. We are seeing all of this compelling evidence, the way the World Trade Center 7 just came down into its own footprint, the fact that we have two TV networks on videotape announcing the collapse of World Trade Center 7 before it actually happened. We have the evidence of the thermite. We have the very strange behavior of President Bush down in Booker Elementary School in Florida, where he's told by Andy Card about the second impact, and by his own admission after the fact, that was the moment he realized the United States was under attack. Not only did he just sit there reading about pet goats until it was time to make a speech, but the Secret Service let him sit there reading about goats. And here you have a supposedly unknown number of airplanes flying over the country, crashing into public buildings. The media had reported where President Bush was going to be 3 days ahead of time, so any potential real terrorist would have known he was at that Booker school. There was an airport only 4 miles away, and yet the Secret Service just didn't think there was a need to move him. They knew he was not a target that day, and the only way they could know that is they knew what the targets were really going to be. So, I mean, the evidence is just overwhelming that there is something going on here. I mean, we've got Carl Cameron's four-part news story on Fox TV in which a U.S. government official admits there is evidence linking 9/11 to Israel, but that this evidence is classified by the United States government. This appears to be the classic false flag attack. And here's the thing that most people really don't recall about what was going on back then. The U.S. government was actually announcing to other countries around the world in the spring of 2001, March, April, in that time frame, they were actually announcing that there was going to be an invasion of Afghanistan in October because the oil consortium headed by UNOCAL was unable to reach a deal for the pipeline through to the Caspian Sea. And the UNOCAL consortium, of whom Hamid Karzai was a part, had gone before Congress in the late 90s and said, until we get a new government in Afghanistan, we cannot get our oil and gas to market. So in March, April of 2001, the U.S. government started telling other countries, we're going to go into Afghanistan, we're going to take out the Taliban, we're going to put a new government in with one of our UNOCAL people and build our pipeline and so forth and so on. The American people were never told this. What we were getting that whole time was Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. And, I mean, you remember what the coverage was like. It was all Gary Condit all the time, aerial cameras, you know, steady cams, micro cams. It was just following them around for weeks on end. And the American people were just constantly being conditized, is the word that we came out of this whole situation. It was just Condit, Condit, Condit. And we were saying, oh, where's Chandra Levy? It was a little racy sex story that we were all hooked on. And behind our backs, the U.S. government was telling everybody else, brace yourself, we're going to have a war in Afghanistan in October. So 9/11 happened exactly when the U.S. government needed something to anger the American people into supporting an unprovoked invasion into Afghanistan. And that is how that all fit together with the timeline. And so, you know, the questions about what was going on, the very obvious shoot down of Flight 93, I suspect in that case what happened is the pilots had regained control of the aircraft, and had it landed, what was on board was not going to match the official cover story, and that's the reason Flight 93 was shot down. So now we've found the remains of the actual thermite inside the ruins of the building. We have photographs of columns in the wreckage showing the clear signature marks of cutter charges using that thermite in order to bring the building down. I mean, the evidence is just overwhelming. And the U.S. government and the corporate media know that their legitimacy rests on that lie. And as more and more Americans come to understand that 9/11 was this huge hoax played on the American people to anger them into a war, into a century of war against all the nations of the Middle East. And then
Mark in Texas, are you still with us?
Mark, I understand about the pipeline through Afghanistan, but how prevalent do you think, or did it even play a role when Saddam came out and said that he was going to start trading his oil in dinars? Do you think that played a factor?
That was a big part of it. That was a big part of it. And also Iran had been talking about, well, they've got their oil bourse up and running, and they were talking about trading in euros. And right now the dollar is just so weak right now, and the only thing propping it up at the moment is its use as an international currency of exchange, of an international reserve currency. It's the international oil currency. If the oil-producing nations stopped using the dollar and said, we'll accept payment in other currencies, you know, the dollar is going to plunge. And the U.S. has been trying to figure out some ways, political or military in some cases, to make sure the world continues to need the dollar for international trade and for petroleum purchases. And when that stops, and as Barbara pointed out, there's this very key meeting of the Shanghai Cooperative Conference in Russia. If they say we're going to trade amongst ourselves without using dollars, the dollar's going to take a major, major hit. It already did on the market open yesterday, just on the fear that we might see the dollar be rejected by these groups.
And if that takes place, it's game over.
Mike, I have a question. Has there ever been a gathering like that before, like the group we talked about in Russia taking place with China, the head of China and Russia and other nations and dignitaries? Has that ever happened before, do you know, where they have moved out from the so-called protocol of the dollar and so forth?
Well, it's been talked about before, and as the dollar becomes much more risky and U.S. debt much more risky, the talk has been escalating recently. This group, this Shanghai Cooperative group, has been formed as a counterweight to NATO, which Russia still sees as a threat down the road. But as far as bailing from the dollar, I mean, the dollar was pretty much locked in as the global reserve currency at the Bretton Woods Conference at the end of World War II. There was a Bretton Woods II in which the U.S. kind of schmoozed everybody to just let the system go on as it has. I think a lot of countries are already regretting that. This recent story about the Japanese caught at the Italian-Swiss border with something like $130 billion in U.S. bearer bonds may be the signal that some countries are trying to get out from their dollar holdings as covertly as they can. Nobody wants to trigger a panic, or, you know, everybody's dollar holdings will simply evaporate. But I think a lot of countries are trying to get out of their dollar holdings as quietly and quickly as they can, because at some point there will be a panic, and the party will be over.
Barbara Jean, I think the last time that happened where countries got together and tried to do away with a world currency like our petrodollar was back when the revolution took place in the United States of America.
Okay. Now, Mark, I had a question that is more local. I want to ask you as
a
Texan. You know, I lived in Texas for a while, and I loved the spirit of just the people that I would encounter, just normal folks. And they were very proud of their state. They wore watches that looked like the state of Texas, or they'd wear a scarf. And they were proud to be a Texan, and they were friendly and hard workers and hard drinkers. That was my assessment. But anyway, I'm wondering if your Texas friends are as aware, or are they tuned in to like RBN? Are they listening to the facts? And as you speak and talk among your associates, what are they talking about? Is there hope?
Barbara Jean, they still wear the Texas watches, and they still have their Texas flags, et cetera, et cetera. But it's usually just for the local football team, whether it's University, the Longhorns down in Austin, or whether it's, you know, the Baylor Bears or whatnot. It's not the sovereignty of the state of Texas that most people are proud of. It's just these little good-for-nothing fluff items that they seem to think that are real. Now, as far as people get, it's not are growing. I attended several. We had a city council race here just recently, and I went down and listened to each city councilman speak at a little park we have down the road, and I was handing out RBN DVDs the whole night. I mean, from Aaron Russo, handing out cards. People are receptive, but you have to catch them at a time when their mindset is open to it. In other words, if somebody's over at your house watching a NASCAR or football game or a movie or something, that's not the time. When you get them in a political mood, in a political setting, they're very, very receptive. Very receptive. But yeah, it's coming around, you know, thanks to RBN and people like John Stoutmiller, but we're still not there. We still got a lot of work to do, dear.
We just wanted to get an update because the time is urgent. I'm wondering if we're going to have time for all the folks to come on board, and that's what's needed. We need to get the message of a Mike Rivero all around the world, and I'm appreciative of him being with us today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. On RBN, I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's always a pleasure to share time with you, the listening audience. Mike, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How could it be that nothing seems to be learned from history? And I am very concerned, and I believe I found this on your website. A lot of interesting things there, ladies and gentlemen. WhatReallyHappened.com. Anyway, they're talking about a testing that goes on and anti-terrorism and force protection annual refresher training course. And they listed and gave a choice whether you thought hate crimes or IEDs or attack on the Pentagon. What would be that would be a low-level terrorism? And they decided on that information that I read that it was protesting. And I wondered how comfortable you are as you speak with such authority and insight and knowledge. How do you feel about the MIAC report and Napolitano's assessment and then this little training course that protests are low-level terrorism?
Well, in the aftermath of 9/11, and they ramrodded that USA Patriot Act through Congress, Congress hadn't even read the thing, and it was filled with all of these incredible police powers for the government, and they were talking about warrantless wiretaps and reading your emails and breaking into your computer and all the rest of the stuff. And every time that somebody has stood up and said, wait a minute, this violates the Bill of Rights, the answer has been, well, you don't need to worry about this because we're only using this against the terrorists. And, of course, very sharp observers said, look, if you sit still for this when they're using it on so-called terrorist suspects, what they're going to do is change the definition of terrorism so they can use it against everybody. And that's what's been going on over the last couple of years. We had a situation not too long ago where the FBI was putting up these brochures for police departments around the country. And inside the brochure, it says anybody who talks about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights must be viewed as a terrorist suspect, and they are to be reported to the FBI. And then, of course, we had the MIAC report. We had the lexicon that was out a little while ago. Basically, by the very loose definitions of terroristic activity that they were applying, about 70% of America would fall into one or more of these various categories. And then finally, as you pointed out, the Department of Defense came out with these educational anti-terrorist training materials, which flat out say that protesters should be considered as low-level terrorists. Now, I don't know what low-level is supposed to mean. I'm not a terrorist. On my best days, I'm an irritation. But for the idea that we're supposed to think that anybody carrying a sign saying vote yes or no should be considered a terror suspect basically gives the government a blank check to start using all of these police state tactics, these violations of the Bill of Rights, on everybody without regard. They can cast a wide fishing net. We're now at the situation where going through the airports, the TSA can go through your laptop and your iPod and your iPhone. They're not even looking for terrorist materials anymore. They're making sure you don't have pirated MP3s because apparently this helps Osama bin Laden somehow if you have pirated music on your electronic devices. It's just gone completely out of control. And we have a government that is seeking to criminalize all the American citizenry so that these police state tactics can be used against them. I mean, look at the weasel wording that they used to justify the use of torture and get around all of the U.S. law, international law treaty that banned torture, all the weasel wording that they did. They're doing it to us now. They're figuring out a way to declare all Americans potential terror suspects so that they don't have to follow the Bill of Rights anymore. They don't have to worry about our civil rights. They can just grab us. They can throw us into any jail for however long that they want and say, well, he's a terrorist suspect. Therefore, that's it. We've locked him away, and that's all that there's going to be about it.
It's a frightening moment in many ways. It's an exciting moment in another way, because if people are seeking truth and information, it's out there. And there are many people across this nation and the world that I call beautiful people who are wanting to stand for truth, information, and stand by what they say and are not afraid. So I commend folks who are in that category. I noticed also that they have now approved of a new leader in charge of military action in Afghanistan. He's a General McChrystal, and I'm wondering if you have information on him or if you're concerned about that appointment. I think he's been involved before, but also he's been given a lot of latitude. He had hearings, but they just kind of were comfortable in pushing all of the torture story back on the other administration. But I think they're going to let him out the hatch, and he can go back and still be someone who would advocate torture. How does that happen that Congress will turn their heads knowing that this man was involved in that? And why would America want to stand for torture?
Well, I think Congress isn't going to do anything. Barack Obama is not doing anything. The ugly reality, as we're coming to understand right now, is the scandal isn't that torture has been used over the last couple of years at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and places that we don't even know about yet. The real scandal is it's been happening all along, and it was simply hidden from the American people. So from the point of view of the government, this is what they've been doing all along. There's no reason to change.
We'll go to break and be right back with Mike Rivero.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I would like to point out, as we continue this discussion of McChrystal, General Stanley McChrystal is going to be the new commander for our widening concern or war in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And as I say that or think on terms of that, I just tremble to think of the young people, the other people, the old people, the dignitaries, whomever, and the citizens of Afghanistan about what might be in store as we expand this activity. And, of course, McChrystal was one of those that was deeply implicated earlier on the activities of Iraq. And he's going to have this capability to select this group and I think Seymour Hersh has identified it as an executive assassin ring, and that we should get prepared for extreme and more violence. The first round of the Afghanistan war, I had the awareness for the first time. I should have been somewhere, I guess, and known it before. But when the CIA was in Afghanistan on those interrogations, you know, a number of years ago, I was somewhat startled that the CIA was there with the military. And now we see that this special group, I think it's called a JSOC, and they're really going to go with this new general into Afghanistan, anticipating more violence and more difficulty, I guess. But that's revved up. He's been involved in the torture. And I, for one, am so saddened that this goes along with, you know, sort of a description of the United States of America.
Well, you hit the nail on the head here. This scandal, now that we know our country has been torturing, it's probably a little bit easier to understand why so many other countries around the world hate us, because we have been going into their countries, we've been overthrowing their governments, and putting in these puppets that were friendly to the United States, often to the detriment of the people. And when the people stood up and said, look, these aren't the leaders we wanted, we send in the torturers. I mean, the CIA was down there in Chile helping Pinochet train his torturers. It's just been going on all along. We're finding more and more evidence. This has actually been a permanent part of U.S. foreign policy. And so the only thing that's different right now is that we, the American people, cannot be forgiven for not having known. Now we do know, and we have to do something about it, or we have to live with the judgment of the world that knows Americans comprehend that their government is using torture on prisoners and won't do anything about it. And if we don't, we're going to be looked on with about the same disdain as the present generation looks on the Germans for having known what Hitler was doing and refusing to do anything about that.
This is from the New York Times. McChrystal has been given carte blanche to handpick a dream team of subordinates, including many special op veterans. And so it will be made up of Delta Force, and it will be made up of SEALs, and it will be about 400 strong. And then there's the alert that there will be more bloodshed in the near future. And for those out there who think there is a line of battle in Afghanistan, that's not the way it goes. I think maybe Kabul is where Karzai reigns, and that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very similar to the Green Zone in Baghdad, where we've got a couple of fortified bases and a couple of military installations, and we sit there and say we're in control of the country, but the rest of the country is basically going on about its business and ignoring the Americans. We made the same mistake in Vietnam. We had all these little fire bases that were heavily fortified and said, this gives us control over this or that region. And the reality was actually quite different. If you walked away from the fire bases, the U.S. definitely was not in control of the ground.
Going back to the torture issue, if that's such a viable factor in doing this bad story of wars abroad for our United States government and their soldiers and their military, when does it become torture for these new American terrorists?
It's hard to say. I mean, we're already catching instances where torture is being used on Americans, and it's just being minimized by the media. We've had a couple of cases now where police are torturing confessions out of suspects. When those get exposed, of course, the cases are being thrown out of court. There was one sheriff, I think, down in Texas, got sentenced to 12 years for waterboarding confessions out of some of his prisoners. But the fact is, it's already taking place. And what do you think a taser is? A taser is just police brutality with all the modern improvements. And they're just completely reckless with those things. There was a 72-year-old great-grandmother got tasered.
Well, you'd be interested that here in Salt Lake, within the week, a young college candidate for a higher learning was driving with his wife and a little child, and his wife was 6 months pregnant. The gentleman must have had a bipolar illness and perhaps was without medication, and that's a real problem. We've talked about that on the air, of these mind drugs that a lot of people take for that disorder. Anyway, there's evidence that he was trying to get into the trunk of the car or something to obtain his medication, but he went just far out. And he was tasered and killed. And this is this individual's parents and family, well-known in Salt Lake. His father, Dwayne Cardall, has been a figure on KSL television and that Bonneville activity here in Utah, highly regarded. And the son is dead. And I keep thinking, can't they use mace? Can't they, if they have someone that they need to, you know, make him sure that they're, make he's okay and that they want to subdue someone? Isn't there mace? Or how about two people? Or how about waiting? You know, I mean, I just think it's horrendous. And that's a non-lethal weapon.
Well, see, that's the problem right there. These tasers have been sold to the police forces as a guaranteed non-lethal weapon, and it's not true because in the last few years, almost 400 people have been killed with these things. You know, I mean, it's putting enough electricity through the body to stop the heart dead in its tracks, and so the police are being given these things and say, well, use these instead of your guns because you won't get in any trouble because you're not going to kill anybody. And even if you kill somebody, it's going to be declared an accident. I mean, we've seen a lot of political pressure coming down for medical examiners to rule a taser-based death to some other cause, just because you know there are so many potential lawsuits if tasers are ever ruled as the actual instrument of death because of the claims of non-lethality. But the other part of it is that police forces are hiring new police officers from returning veterans from Iraq, and so these kids are coming back from Iraq. They've been through this terrible experience there. They're with an absolute adversarial relationship to the people around them. And so we should not be surprised when these brand new police officers are treating the American people the same way the U.S. Army's been treating the Iraqis for the last several years, because that is what they know. That is what their experience is. And as a result, they're really not concerned with resolving the situation other than I'm okay and you're not at the conclusion of it. And it's a major, major problem.
So America has changed, and it has evolved and changed in a different direction than when you and I first spoke a few years ago. We've gone through a few years here in America since we first did shows together. What do you see that Americans need to know, and what do you see that Americans need to do with urgency in order to turn this around?
Well, Americans need to continue to find out what is really going on. They need to understand, and I think many of them already do, that what you're being fed through the newspapers and the TV channels is basically what somebody in power wants you to be thinking, what they want you to pay attention to. Tremendous amount of distraction out there. You've got to go digging to find out what's really going on out there. The truth is out there, but you've got to find it for yourself, and you've got to avoid the distraction. Once you understand what's going on, and always stay skeptical, because the more skeptical you are, the less likely you're going to be fooled by anybody. And once you have a good grasp on what's going on, you need to share that with people around you. Because when you speak out, you give courage to others to speak out. And you will find out generally, if you go into a room and you say, you know, I think something's gone really wrong with this country, you're going to have a whole bunch of people around you say, I think the same thing too. I thought I was the only one. And then they'll start talking and chattering, and you'll get them going. Because there's a lot of pent-up anger and concern and rage that's out there, but they're all walking around imagining they're all alone, because that's what we're getting from the corporate media. When they call the 9/11 truthers freaks or weirdos or nuts, those people who know the truth are saying, well, you know, people are going to think poorly of me if I speak out, because TV taught them to think that I'm a weirdo if I speak out. So when you do speak out, when you have the courage to do so, you give courage to those around you to speak out. Now, don't waste time with those people who are still in denial and think the U.S. government is the sweetest-smelling government in history. It's a total waste of time to spend energy on them. Half of them are FBI informants anyway, and their job is to just tie up your time with endless arguments. So skip them. Find the people ready to listen and talk to them. They are out there. There's lots of them. They're hungry for what you have to give them.
What about Congress? What do you think in terms of any kind of hope or help with Congress coming on board and trying to save this nation?
At this point, I have written Congress off, as Mark Twain used to call them, that grand old asylum for the aged and helpless. They're the finest politicians that money can buy, and they are bought. They're bought by AIPAC's money. They're bought by money from the Federal Reserve. They're bought by money from the major corporations. I mean, just this last week, their financial statements for the House came out, and we found out that all of those House leaders and the House Financial Committee leaders who just ramrodded that bailout through Congress last September, they were funneling the money into the companies they own stock in. They were voting themselves richer on the taxpayers' tab. That's all that went on last September. Didn't save the economy, didn't turn anything around. It was just looting the American people to put it in their own pockets. That's what happened, and the financial records prove it.
And America should be smart enough to get rid of all those that have been there for so long, playing the system. And
I have to tell you, it is a mystery to me. I mean, looking over at Iran, regardless of whether you think Ahmadinejad really did win the election or whether he cheated, my hat is off to the Iranian people. They take their politics very seriously. They're out there in the streets. They are taking direct action in the face of what they have perceived to be government malfeasance. I'm wondering, after all that we have learned over the last several years, the torture, being lied into a war, thousands of our young American men and women dead simply to make rich people richer still, what does it take to get the American people angry? You know, or are we being fed tranquilizers in our city water supply to keep us dumbed down and dull and sheep-like? Because I'm having a hard time respecting the American people at this point when they don't seem to really think that there's anything going wrong with the government right now.
It seems that it's very hard to get people to awaken. And you have just enumerated 10 reasons that they should be absolutely in the streets. And it just doesn't seem to happen. And we wonder if we're, like you said, lulled back by maybe our water supply, or maybe there is a dumbing down that happens somehow digitally as we view our black box in our house. It's amazing how many people are very comfortable and very delighted with a new leader in Washington, and they're excited that he seems to be so take charge like, and yet I'm frightened more than I've ever been in regard to government, and I'm more excited than ever that truth can come out and truth can prevail and people will listen. Your take on the pandemic?
Well, as I pointed out when they were first starting to crank up all of this warning about the pandemic, and we've been hearing dire warnings about coming pandemic for years now, the numbers of infected people and especially the deaths, which were originally greatly inflated, the numbers don't support declaring a state of pandemic. And so it seems like this could be just as simple as, running up the pharmaceutical stocks of the vaccine manufacturers. You know, Baxter's the company that accidentally released a vaccine testing kit last year with live bird flu virus in it. And thank goodness somebody was running some careful tests on it, or this thing would have really gotten out of control. But they somehow wound up with the contract to be producing all the billions of dollars of vaccine that they're going to stock up against this pandemic, and they're going to make a lot of money. And I want to know which of our Congress critters have got stock in Baxter Pharmaceuticals or any of the other companies that are going to be getting these huge, huge government contracts. And the other comment I have about it is we need to remember what happened back in 1976 when there was another swine flu outbreak. And the government said, oh, we've got to have a mandatory vaccination program. Hundreds of millions of dollars in tax money went into the pharmaceutical companies. Their stock went right through the roof, and they got very rich. And the vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the actual flu did. And they had to cancel the program partway through and just pour the rest of the vaccine down the sewer. I mean, was this really public health concerns here, or was it just another way to soak the American taxpayer for more money, to sell them vaccines that don't even work, and in this case were actually very, very dangerous? Because for the people who didn't die, many of them suffered permanent neurological damage that affected the rest of their lives.
In the earlier times of George W. Bush administration, I recall that there was a push, I think it was smallpox or something. Wasn't there a push for vaccine and it just didn't go very far? I think the professionals in the medical industry, or whatever you want to call it, healthcare, they declined to take the vaccines. And I think it just was a wash before it began to have very much success. I'm very concerned that the origin of this new novel virus seems to be suspect or obscure, and the one that began in Mexico, and the fact that they say that there are the elements of human, bird, and pig all together, and they aren't saying how it got there, and it would only be through fluids or whatever that would share such a the same little petri dish as far as
well. Actually what it is we found out, we located the documentation at CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. They have been artificially blending these various viruses, human, avian, and porcine, for several years now, experimentally. And when we pointed that out, all of a sudden the official story changed, and instead of it being this Frankenvirus made up of all these components, they came back and said, oh, well, it's just really ordinary swine flu. And it's a little different enough to be dangerous, but it's just swine flu. And so we saw that story kind of mutate faster than the virus was when we pointed out that what they were describing initially down in Mexico matched the description of something that we knew the Centers for Disease Control had been artificially creating in their laboratories. Between CDC and USAMRID, there's a lot of very dangerous stuff out there.
Very dangerous. We'll go to break and be right back for the remaining segment.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Thank you. You mentioned earlier, as we go to the top, that in 1993, your background and your expertise said, hey, wait a minute, they're not showing me what I need to see with that gun and that hand of Vince Foster. Were you skeptical, or were you aware prior to that time, or was that the door opener for what has to, been, to follow for you?
I think that was pretty much the door opener. I mean, I'd noticed a few inconsistencies before then, and I think I learned a really powerful lesson that I think set the stage for the aha moment, because I was, I think, 8 years old when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and I saved all the magazines and all the newspapers and everything I could about it. I've always kind of had the instincts of a librarian. And I saved them all, but I never really looked at them. I mean, I'd leaf through them once in a while. And then when Jim Garrison's case against Clay Shaw became news, and we started to see all these questions about what really happened back then, and I pulled out these magazines I had, and I really looked at them for the first time, and I saw, first of all, I saw the picture of Lee Oswald at street level just when Kennedy was hit in the throat, and then I saw that very obvious bogus photo that was put in there to try and sell the idea of the magic bullet theory, and it was very obvious that the photo was not taken from the sixth floor of the book depository. In fact, the book depository building is visible over on the right-hand side. So it was very obviously a staged shot. And I think that kind of put me into this attitude of maybe we need to look a little more closely at things than we have been to point. So that when that photo of Vince Foster's hand and the gun showed up and I looked at it, and like it was just this moment where I said, okay, this is obviously not right. This is a fake. If I did work that sloppy, I wouldn't be working. As it turned out, I wasn't working a whole heck of a lot afterwards anyway, but that's another story entirely.
You know, that's very interesting, because the assassination of JFK was a turning point for me. I became a critic. I became wanting every book I could find and read everything I could see and get my hands on it. And finally, after I had done all of that for so long, I decided, get smart. And so I started to excerpt from the books the things that were the most salient and most important. And it's an interesting thing, because I finally, one of my best achievements is that I did contact Fletcher Prouty, and we became people who wrote back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it was just an opening to me that it's not what it seems to be, and a very revealing thing, a juncture for America. And I think we have turned in a direction toward where we are today since that moment.
So, well, I definitely, and I think an important fact to understand is it took about 30 years from the John F. Kennedy assassination to reach the point where 50% of America no longer believed the official story about that. In the case of the Vince Foster case, it was maybe 3-4 years before we reached 50% of America not believing it. In the case of 9/11, it was mere months. And today, with the age of the Internet and the blogs and the alternative media and the absolute loss of credibility by the federal government, the lifespan of a government lie is measured with an egg timer these days.
You bet. And what do you think will happen with Rockefeller's legislation going before the Congress to intervene on the Internet?
I don't think it's going to work, because those of us who want the truth will just find ways to work around it. I mean, the truth movement in the Soviet Union used fax machines. They didn't even use computers, and they still brought the USSR down.
Okay, we've got a lot of hope. You've been listening to Mike Rivero. Go to his website, whatreallyhappened.com. It's been great, Mike, to talk with you. Aloha.
Aloha. Look forward to the next time.
Thank you.
With research.